Violence stalks Pakistan in the wake of the assassination. Will it affect India? Christians commit to relief work through local churches in Bangladesh. And a Facebook cause helps young people reach out around the world. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Pakistan blames Al-Qaeda for the assassination of Benazir Bhutto. She was buried Friday just weeks before the election, amidst rioting and chaos.
This is a great example of the intense need of prayer for stability.
Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India's Dave Stravers says, of the effect on bordering India,
Christians are complaining that some of the national officials that do protect them from local Hindu extremists, their attention is diverted and they're not willing to get involved in another aspect of religious violence because of this fear that Muslim-Hindu animosity might break out in the country.
When sectarian violence flares, Stravers says Christians bear the brunt.
Stability definitely enhances the gospel. So I'm praying for the peace of Pakistan, and I'm praying for the peace of India, and I'm praying that whatever evil elements in the country are seeking to use these political events for their own ends, that God will frustrate them.
Next, news about Cyclone Siddur is dwindling, but Norm Nelson of Compassion Radio says the need is still great in Bangladesh. They've made a long-term commitment to help recovery through local churches who do more than relief work.
We are very picky about the churches we work with. We work with churches that proclaim the gospel very clearly. We don't want any kind of sidebar Christianity being presented as the gospel.
Nelson says it's strategic because more than 95% of Bangladesh's population is Muslim.
The Christian church has developed a very positive relationship with that majority population. And because we work through the churches, a real effective witness to the needs of suffering people really honors Christ, and it gives credibility to the message of the gospel as proclaimed by the churches.
To help their effort, visit our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Author Kay Strom has released a book revealing how much donations through Partners International actually help people overseas. The book, called Harvest Hope, documents her travels to projects in several countries.
I was very, very pleasantly surprised because I had expected less than I actually found to be the case. I was excited to see how much difference it makes, even with just a very tiny donation.
Strom says not only do the donations change people's quality of life, but they allow Christians to
spread the love of Christ to people who would normally never listen to what was said. But when they see the love in action, they are receptive. So it not only is changing lives here and now, but it's changing eternity for these people.
And Bright Hope International is helping young people help the world. Craig Dyer says,
we gathered a few around us that were already engaged and had a conversation about what really motivates people, what would be exciting, what would really be a cause that people could get behind. And we came up with using Facebook.
Facebook is a social website where Bright Hope now has a 10-day fundraiser called Injustice Undone. Anyone on Facebook can invite friends to join the cause.
People that have never been connected to Bright Hope or to helping the poor are now joining in because they've been especially invited from a good friend of theirs.
Everyone who joins is being asked to donate $10. Their goal is to have 400 members, which equals $4,000. That money will go to the poor in Africa, Asia, and Latin America. Go to our website to get connected. It ends January 3rd. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. With 2007 coming to a close, I'd like to encourage you to make a year-end gift. To make your tax-deductible gift, call 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. With a suggested donation, we'll send you the new Better Than Life CD and book to help you remember the persecuted church. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.